Στο δεύτερο επεισόδιο της σειράς Ιστορίες των Άντζακ από την Ελλάδα θα ακούσουμε τις εμπειρίες του Gordon Bill, που το 1941 υπηρέτησε στην Ελλάδα. Κατατάχθηκε στην δεύτερη Αυστραλιανή Αυτοκρατορική Δύναμη σε ηλικία 20 ετών και μετά από 3 μήνες εκπαίδευση στη Μελβούρνη μεταφέρθηκε στη Μέση Ανατολή, όπου συνέχισε την εκπαίδευσή του πριν συμμετάσχει στις πολεμικές επιχειρήσεις εναντίον των δυνάμεων του Ρόμελ.
I enlisted at the age of 20 and I had turned 21 just before I left Australia for the Middle East. All the second AIF were volunteers and I was a member of the second 8th Field Company Royal Australian Engineers. Mainly was involved in explosives, that type of thing. We arrived in Palestine in October 1940 and from Palestine we transferred to Egypt, and in January 1941 our division was in the first campaign into Libya, Bardia, Tobruk, Derna to Benghazi. The first part of our unit sailed for Greece on the 1st of April. They were all our transport and engineering equipment, with the transport and the drivers. The rest of us sailed from Alexandra. We left Alexandra on the 10th of April 1941. And we arrived in the port Piraeus on the 13th of April 1941, 3 days later after we left Egypt. We were taken to a camp just outside Athens, and from there the next morning we took off in the first instance for Larissa. And when we arrived in Larissa, our orders were to continue on to further north. Of course, in the meantime, of course, on the 6th of April, the Germans had entered Greece. But so we got as far north as Elassen, so that we did see Mount Olympus in the distance. We arrived in Elassen very shortly after a big air raid in that particular area, and it was at Elassen, the Australian headquarters were there, and we were ordered back because they had decided by that time the line needed to be shortened, and we were sent back to Demikos Pass north of Lamia. Some of the unit started demolition work at that point, and the section I was with came back further, about 20 miles further south, and we were still north of Lamia, and we went to work on demolition work in that area.
So basically you were sent north, and then because the Germans were advancing, yep, you were ordered to go back south.
That's right, and we came back from Elassen to, as I say, to the Demikos Pass. Of course, we completed our demolition sites. All the infantry artillery that was north of us then streamed south through our lines. Demolition sites were then blown up, and we moved back. The second move back was to Brailos, the big Brailos Pass.
Λίγες μέρες πριν είχε ανακοινωθεί ότι ανασυντάσσεται εκ νέου το σώμα των Άντζακς. Αυτό όμως δεν πρόσφερε καμιά βοήθεια στους στρατιώτες που είχαν αρχίσει να συνειδητοποιούν ότι η ήδη δυσμενής κατάσταση είχε αρχίσει να επιδεινώνεται και ότι η υποχώρηση είχε ήδη ξεκινήσει.
We had been formed up into an Anzac group with the New Zealanders, and we also knew that things weren't going very well. Our last big effort was in this area north of Athens, and we did likewise. We'd prepared several miles of demolition sites. Anyway, there, on our last effort, the front line came through us again. We did our usual demolition. We then headed south for Athens. We found that the Germans had landed some parachutists at the Corinth Canal, and previous evacuations had taken place from the Peloponnese area, so we couldn't go that way. So in actual fact, we headed in a southeasterly direction towards a small port called Porto Raffia. One of the things that sticks in my mind, before we reached the coast, there was a small village that we went through, and the people there who knew that there was this dreadful fate of the Germans going to be there shortly, nonetheless, they came out, they offered us drink and food, and although we didn't understand the language, they obviously were wishing us well.
And probably thanking you.
And they would have been, yes. And, yeah, that we did understand, yes.
How did you understand that?
More in the way they spoke to us, more than knowing the language. Mm. Of course, there were tears in the eyes of some of the women and so on, and it was an emotional time for us too, because we realised, you know, we'd come with high hopes and we were going without being able to do anything really to prevent what was going to happen.
Ο Gordon Bill μαζί με εκατοντάδες άλλους συμπολεμιστές του κατάφερε να επιβιβαστεί σε ένα από τα τρία συμμαχικά πλοία που βρίσκονταν στην περιοχή. Επόμενος σταθμός, η Κρήτη.
On at Suda Bay, they moved us out several kilometres to a place called Calibes, which was a pleasant little valley. We were in Calibes with just pretty primitive conditions. It brightened up a bit after a few days. We got a few things together. We got some blankets and things. We didn't have any transport. We were a bit short of food. Eventually, it was decided that the section I was in, which was number 8 section, we should go to Retimo.
Ήταν εκεί, στο Ρέθυμνο, που πολέμησε ο Σοπλίτης στη μάχη της Κρήτης, υπό τις διαταγές του αντισυνταγματάρχη Ian Campbell. Μια από τις μεγαλύτερες αδυναμίες των συμμαχικών στρατευμάτων στην Κρήτη ήταν οι ανεπαρκείς επικοινωνίες.
We never had any communication gear of any description to be able to communicate with either the Canier area at one end of the island and Heraklion at the other end. And the Heraklion people, though, cleaned up all their paratroopers that landed in that area and got word that the island was going to be evacuated, so they went across to the south coast. But we never got that information, and of course, as I say, we got cut off and surrounded, and Campbell was left with no alternative but to go and surrender. We eventually got rounded up, and they took us back to Retimo later that day, and the following day they started off back to Suda Bay, and eventually they shipped us back to Salonika, actually.
Μετά από λίγους μήνες, στο στρατόπεδο εχμαλώτων πολέμου στη Θεσσαλονίκη, ο Gordon Bill μεταφέρθηκε σε στρατόπεδο εχμαλώτων στη Γερμανία, όπου πέρασε το υπόλοιπο του πολέμου. Απελευθερώθηκε τον Απρίλιο του 1945 και επέστρεψε στην Αυστραλία. Πώς θυμάται την Ελλάδα και την εκστρατεία των συμμάχων στην Ηπειρωτική Ελλάδα και την Κρήτη το 1941?
One of the things I'll always remember is lack of sleep. We didn't get much sleep. The country to me, talking about the country itself, it was very, very different from anything. Of course, you know, we'd been in the desert, and here we came to a country where people greeted us with smiles, and it was, you know, it was the only place we'd been, really, where people greeted us with smiles and were pleased to see us. We saw quite a bit of brutality when we were in Salonika. People in Salonika, if we were taken out on a work party, as some of us were from time to time, would pass us bread. In fact, I can remember on one occasion, as we marched past, they clapped us, which brought pretty brutal treatment from the Germans, you know, whacking them with their rifles and that sort of thing. I've seen that, and seen people, you know, knocked over and things like that.
Η έμφαση για την Αυστραλία ήταν στις μάχες στον Ειρηνικό. Η Ιαπωνία έγινε το επίκεντρο του ενδιαφέροντος. Ενώ η εκστρατεία στην Ελλάδα ξεθόριασε από τη μνήμη.
On top of everything else, it's a forgotten campaign. In Australia, a great emphasis, of course, became Japan. The fact that there were large numbers of people sent to the Middle East and to Greece and Crete, not very well known.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, you join up as a volunteer in a war, and you go and you do what you're told to do. In one way, I'm glad we went. I'm glad we were part of it. You know, I'm not sorry I went. In fact, there's been a bond, I think, between our two countries that would have never existed, and that we've got here in Australia now. We've got and particularly in Melbourne, we've got a big Greek community that's made a world of difference to the country, the way it was to what it is today. There are very few of us left now, but I know this, that all of us who ever went never ever grumbled about being there. All of us, I could say that with complete honesty, that we left there very, very sad about the outcome, that we felt that, you know, we had failed. We really would have wished it to be different. You know, that's the way things happened, and, you know, in hindsight now, we know that it should have never happened the way it did, that if you guarantee that you will help a country out, you've got to be prepared to do it in a proper manner. And that means, you know, not just a token. You've really got to give everything to that agreement. That's it, I suppose.
Ήταν ο Gordon Bill που μας μίλησε για την συμμετοχή του στην εκστρατεία στην Ελλάδα το 1941. Έφυγε από τη ζωή πλήρης ημερών το 2016. Στο επόμενο επεισόδιο θα ακούσουμε την Βάσα Σολομού Ξανθάκη, που βίωσε από κοντά την μάχη των Τεμπών τον Απρίλιο του 1941. Μικρό κορίτσι τότε, η ζωή της σημαδεύτηκε για πάντα, όταν στο χωριό της, τα Αμπελάκια, έφτασε μια μονάδα συμμάχων την προηγούμενη μέρα της μάχης.
Κατά το απογευματάκι, το βραδάκι, έφτασε αυτή η μονάδα, η ηρωική, των Αυστραλών, Νεοζηλανδών και Βρετανών. Έφτασε στα Μπελάκια προς το βραδάκι, καθώς το θυμάμαι. Και ζήτησαν κάπου να σταθούν για να φάνε και προφανώς να κοιμηθούν λίγες ώρες, γιατί την άλλη μέρα θα γινόταν η μάχη. We'll be dancing the victory polka, and they'll come marching.